On Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph, we have three Taisvis to learn from the previous Sugya. We hear in the Mishnah, Vahatlushim, Peiris Tlushim, so the Tana, the second Tana in the Mishnah holds that Metaltali Loi Mishtabdi Liksube, is called Hakoidem Zoche. Whoever is Koidem to be Taifus, the Metaltlim is Zoche. The Imtaima, so Taifus asks, Bishlei Mekodem Hu Zoche, if he was Taifus, the Metaltlim, the Kosova, the Metaltlim, Le Mishtabdi Liksube, the Perish Bekunteres. But if she was Teufis the Metaltalin, the Chaye Baila, that's how Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, L'Rabbi Kiva, Domo L'Kamon, De Merachnimim Bedin, Ele Yenosnu L'Yoshin, Be Islei Dafilo Kodmo Hi Loi Zochso, Kedemucha Chosam Begmore. That if there was a pekodin and there was a ksubis ishin yoshim, Rabbi Kiva says it belongs to the yoshim, and even if she chapped the pekodin in merach min bedin, so Tosfos says, so why is it better? Why over here, if we hold Meika Adin that Metaltali Loi Mishtabdi Liksube, so how does her Tfisa help? Yeshleima Dohosom Deligvais, there it is speaking about, she wants to be Goive, she wants to keep the Pekodin. Safulu kodma ihi loizochso. So even she chapped it first, she's not zeiche, she can't keep it. Abul hocho she'en la eloshibot ba'alme. Here the shaila is not about keeping it. The whole tvisa is, can this become mishubit for her ksube? Leichoshu ulekamon herachti. Now, the Gemara had said, Konzarei ki ishtei lechol dovo, lemai hilchese, loimar shemegarsha beget, umarziro. So the Gemara had asked, it's poshet he should be megarsha beget. So the Gemara says, the chiddush is that you don't need chalitz. So I would think, since it says, V'yibmo va'adayim yibumim harishoinim aleo, lo'itizgelo beget, so a get should not be sufficient, ela b'chalitze. You should need chalitze to be mafkia the zike of the mace. That means that V'yibmo means that after yibmo adayim yibumim harishoinim aleo. So it's Kamash Malon, it says, Le'isho, Sanasis ki ishtoi l'chol dovo. V'leka l'meima ve'eima hochinami. Let us talk you say like that. And perhaps Le'isho will come tell us, Marziro. But how do we know that this is mafkiya adaim yebumim rishonim aleo? So Taisus says, ditzach v'yibma lekama dvorim. The v'yibma, we have many drushes for it, so we don't say that this is mafkiya, the poshet pshat of nasis ki ishtoi. Ma'u de taime mitzvah de rama rachmone olei ovdo. So the Gemara says that I need Leisha to tell us that he can remarry her. And I would think that the mitzvah is over with. So now the esh, it should be osar als eshes och. So Taisva says, Hob shita dech sheyibma muta lovei oleha biyis harbei kamay sheyirtze. The last long lemeima mitzvah derome rachmoni alei ovda bebiyirishain. And now Taisva is asking Akasha as follows. But here the Gemara says, without a special posuk of I would think he's not permitted to be marzah because of the Isarei Shesoch. Either Torah was mata the Isarei Shesoch, that's for the mitzvah, but now there's no mitzvah anymore. So Taisva says, if you need a special ribui to be mata shalei b'maki mitzvah, so let's speak about the first issues. When he's miyabma, the mitzvah, he's mekayim with the bir ishayne, then there's ice mitzvah, yivam yavi aleh, lekoch lo yishavi yibma, that is the mitzvah. And on that, I don't need a posik to tell me that he's permitted to be boil biyis harbe. So Taisus says, the svaruhu, the loy omar rachmone v'yibmo kedei legarsho la'alto. He says, there's a svaruhu, when we learned Chumash, the Torah did not mean that you should give her a get right away. That's tocher da'achinoyim. It's zichanat mistaver that the Torah meant that. And the lomdus could be because it's hutra, because the ishesach becomes utar b'mokim yibum. So an ishus that came about because of the mitzvah of yibum. So that's misvor. I would say that this ishus is a mutadiki ishus calls man. This ishus is kayim, but when he remarries her, avu benisui achine eimet taken b'isar ishus och. That's in the posik of leisha. Let us see the Gemara further. Bilvad shetehek suboso al nichsei bay lahorishin. So we hear in the Mishnah, konsarei ki ishtoi lachol dovo, but this ksub is al nichsei bay lahorishin. My time it. Isha hikna loy min ha-shamayim. Because the chi of ksub is, if he's taking her for an isha, but if the whole ishus is min ha-shamayim, so therefore he's not obligated to write a ksub. But the Gemara says, ve'iles lo mirishin. If there's no nechosim left over from the Rishon, Islam Misheni, then he's mechuyev to write a ksube, kedei shloi tekala bein of lo yetzia. Like this, Kozman is nechosim from the Rishon, so we accomplished shloi tekala bein of lo yetzia also, because like this, he's yashening the nechse harishon, so he would not be interested in giving her get to lose a chelik of the nichse harishon. So we accomplished everything. And mikeradin is no chiyev on him because it was an ishus that was not created through him. It's an ishik nolay min ha-shamayim. But if there is no nechosim from the rishayim, so then we have to be mesak and achiyev ksuba from the sheni kadei shol tekala bein of loitzia. Let us see Rashi. Isha hiknalei leyovan zamin ha-shamayim. Eino lov lichtoi v'lo shtar nisuim. So he's not mechuyev to write a ksuba if it's an issues that the shamayim is creating. Now, before we see the next Gemara, just let's refresh our memories. The Mishnah says as follows.
The Mishnah says, Layoimalo, Hareg Subosayach Munachas ala Shulchan. He should not be miyachet her, the ksube, or give her money. This should be miyachet for the ksube. This is speaking about a Yevome. Elakol nechosom achroim leksubosa. All the nechosom achroim leksubosa. Vechain, Layoima odom leishta ereg subayach, ksubosayach munachas ala shulchan, alakol nechosom achroim leksubosa. So we have, there's a repetition over here. It says, first the Mishnah says, by a yovam is not permitted to be miyachid money for her ksube. No, all the nechosim are mishubit for the ksube. And then the same thing is by an isha, it should not be miyachid her money for her ksube. No, all his nechosim are achroi leksubosa. So the Gemara asks, mai v'chein? What is the v'chein lo yoima? What is the Mishnah telling us that by an isha there's also the same aloch? Pshite, Rashi says, migriya ishte miyevimtoi. Why would I think to a yevome he's not permitted to tell this, and for an isha he would be permitted? What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Mao de Taime, Hosam Hudalekosov lo de Kanoi u de Konina. By a Yovam, he never wrote her a ksuba. He never was Meshabit to her. The Nechosam that he possesses, and the Nechosam that he will purchase. Avol Hoche de Kosov lo de Kanoi u de Konina. But here by a husband, he wrote her a ksuba. And the ksubi was mishabit to her. The nechosim he possesses, the nechosim he's going to purchase. Eimo somcha daito, so I would think somcha daito, kamash malom. A very unclear gemara. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Hosam hu, gabi yevimtai kamrinin, by Yevimtoi, the Mishnah is telling us he should not be miyachad money for her ksube. The loikosov lo ksube hayovom, he'd never wrote her a ksube, the lichtoiv bo, that it was written in the ksube, nechosim de kanoi kva, the nechosim I possess, u de kanine shani osid liknois. The Yavam never wrote her aksuba. Hilkach, Ike Eive, the Loisamcha Daite, Shalayavdu, Shalayavdu Hamois. There's no Smichas Das by the Yavamit. She's afraid that she might lose the money. She's not assured that she'll end up with a ksuba, because he did not write the kanoi the kanine. We'll see in Tais on the Subshat and Rashi. So this Eva Rashi says, she feels unassured. That's why he says that he shouldn't do it. But by Yanisha, since he had written her a ksuba, so then I would think that it's permissible. So saying Banish, it's also not permissible. So Rashi doesn't explain what the whole Shakla V'tai is. So Tosfos has an explanation according to Rashi. Mitech perish akuntres mashma, the Be'ishtoi kiven shekosav lo im yoivdu chayiv l'shalim. No, kiven shekosav lo, by Ishtoi, Kivin Shekosov lo, since he wrote in the Ksube, the Kanoi, the Osidani Lemikne, this was the first Ksube. When he wrote her a Ksube, he wrote the Kanoi, Osidani Lemikne, is therefore, Im Yoivdu, Chayiv Lushala. That means he gave her He had written Arexube by the Chasanim. 10 years later, he gives her his miyachata, his 200 zuz. This is for Yiksube. So it's taken care of. Yiksube is taken care of. So Taisus understood, according to Rashi, that this woman is not concerned. Now, even though she realizes 200 zuz might get lost, 200 zuz might get lost, also get lost. So this person has money. We have the old ksuba, the kanoi dosani lamikni. So if this gets lost, Alman, this person has money, I can mon from his money. So what's wrong? What's wrong with doing this? Manavshech, if she won't lose it. No. So she got the, because miyachad of the ksuba now. If she will lose it, she's not concerned. So he wrote Tosadin Lamikne. Kamash Malon, so why take is it not permissible? The Falochi Aina Yochaliyachid. Why? The Kivin the Svura the Leslo Loisam Chodaita Afogav the Islo Avila Bilosai Bilasnus Kidamuchach Ba'afalpi. That means as follows. Halachically, she doesn't have to be worried if she'll lose the money, that he was miyachet, she can still mon. This from where to mon, and she can still mon halachically. But you have to be a shtikal melomedis to know this. She doesn't. He gave her money, so she thinks this is it. And Memela, and she's afraid she might lose the money, so she feels insecure, so she feels already like a zayin already. That means there's nothing holding him back. She has the money now, and if she loses it, there's nothing holding him back for giving a get, so it's bilosibilosnus. That's why he shouldn't do it. That is the maskonis, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That means as follows. By ayivome, I don't, the buy a Yevom, it's poshet, because if she'll lose it, she take is nowhere where to go. So, it's take a bilasnus. That's poshet. No, an isha, even though if she'll lose it, she has where to go, but she doesn't realize she has where to go, so it's also awesome. That's how Taisvis understood Pshat and Rashi. Rashi didn't say too much over here. That's how Taisvis understood Pshat and Rashi. So Taisvus asks Amayu de Kikashe, Vekoshe l'Rashbe, the Mashma Bereish Afalpi, let me just say this Maramokim is 100% wrong, it's not Tafnan Heyam Adalov, it's Tafnan Vovam Adbeis. Okay, Bereish Afalpi, the Ishtoi, Shemiyachid lo Metaltalim Stome, Ein achiyuson olov. Aval gav de kosov lo de kanoi. Gabi ein oisen ksubes isha metaltalin. Bamed vamum vishlekibel olov achayis. Now, Taisus is asking as follows. He says, the tzrichese is, that I would think, since he wrote kanoi, So she has nothing but to worry about. Kamash Malon, but she's worried. Fine. But Taisvis, if you learn the Gemara on Afalpi, the Gemara says in Afalpi, we are mixing two things together. Kanoi means when he married her, he was Meshabat himself, he'll give her a ksube. Why will he give her a ksube? He'll give her the nechosim I possess, the nechosim I'm going to, I'll give you a ksube. That was the shibud of the ksube. That was till Yichud. That's before Yichud. The minute the Gemara says that Nuvavam it bays, but when he's miyachet ha metaltalim, say he's finished. Here's the metaltalim. I'm giving it to you. It's in your hands. So this has nothing to do with the ksuba I had written. The ksuba I had written is when you're not, I'm not miyachet you. money for tashlumim. I just told you, when this man gvil come, you can mon from the nechosim de kanoi, the osid anila mikne. So the ksube is speaking about if there never existed a yichud. Later, the Gemara says about Avdafnun Vavamid Beis. This is a Gemara, Avdafnun Vavamid Beis. The Gemara says, as follows, the Gemara says, that you're not miyachin metaltlin, ein oising subis isha metaltlin, im neitikon oilom. And the Gemara says, that is bishaloi kibul olavachayis. You're not, ein oising subis metaltlin, Sarashi says over here, ein miyachdim metaltlin liksube, min neitikon oilom, shema ye ovdu ayifresudemeyim. You're not allowed to do this. Maybe it's going to get lost. So we're talking about an isha. What do you mean? He wrote a ksube? The ksube has nothing to do with the yichud. The ksube is if there won't be a yichud, so he's obligating himself that when the time will come from the gvias ksube, she can take the kadoi dosni lamik. But he was miyachad ksube. Forget about it. She's not allowed to do such a thing. Then the Gemara says weiter, by medvar mamurim, b'shalai kibul olav achayis. That means, so Poshetais understood, that means if it wasn't mekabul nu achayis, stam yichud means this is it. We're finished. Aval kibul olav achayis, if he was mekabul achayis, that means told am yachid yud ksube, listen, here's the 200 zuz. I realize you're a human being. You might lose it. Don't worry about it. If you lose it, I'll give you another ksube. So then, the kibbul of achayis, then you'll have to be miyachet. Abo stam ain oisin ksubis metaltlum, because normally, he's not mekabel achayis. That's pshat yichud. Here it is. So, hataraj begefrekt amayre dike kashe, so then the whole Gemara is very schwer. So the Gemara is saying that a yavam, no, she has no place where to go. A yavam, so that's why he can be miyachid. But, a isha, she has where to go. What do you mean she has where to go? She doesn't have where to go. Yichud means that that's it. She doesn't have where to go. That's kashe number one. The kosher l'rashba, the mashperei shafal pi, the beishtek shemiyach lo metaltalim, stome, einach yusen olov. Avo gav the kosov lo de kanoi. The kanoi has nothing to do with the yichud. Gabi ein oising subisisha metaltalim, bishloi kibul olov achayis. Voitikshe. And then he says, that's a bekiistik akashe. Then I have a gemore, an avol pi that says, that the yichud means that this is it, and I'm not achroy for anything that'll happen with it. That's a bekiyas tikikasha. Let's not be a boki. So we'll say no. Rashi says that if she'll lose it, he can mon weiter. Fine. So let us not be a boki. So he says, if we're not a boki, voitiksha, the mama have said this, yevimtak shemiyachad lo. So what, by yevome, what is she losing? That means, before is miyachad of the ksube. So where will she be going with the ksube? From the 100 sodis that her husband left over. I mean, that's all she be going with the ksube. Now he goes and gives some money for the ksube. So if Rashi holds that normally after Yichud, if it gets lost, she can go back to the Shoyrish, so she goes back to the 100 Sodis. So what is the difference between a Yevom and an Isha? So Tais is asking two Meiradik Akashis. Number one, an Isha, after he's Meyachad or Ksubi, you can't go, if she loses it, that's her ad luck. That's kasha number one. So mehichi teisi, and that's why it says a noisim ksubis metaltalim, because it's terrible. She when she loses the ksube, he's not mechuyev to give her another ksube. So she's married without a ksube. And if Rashi holds that it's not true, that for some reason that if you lose it, you would go back to the old seder. Some Amelis Abayivam is also the same thing. What was before the Yichud? She the Ksubosa Nichsei Bay Larisha. So the same thing. He gave her money if she loses. She'll go to Nichsei Bay Larisha. The Mama said that she vim tikshim yachlo, the chiheched be ishtoi koma. Just like by ishtoi, Rashi says kshe yichud lo stam v'nevdu chayiv l'shalom. So there he pays from his money. Yivim teinami kshe yichud lo stam v'nevdu chayzer sa nichsei bay lo rishin. So she also go back to nichsei bay lo rishin. Da'achayis ksubo salem, da'achayis ksubo sa nichsei bay lo rishin. Before the yichud, so Rashi says yichud, through yichud she never loses what she possessed before. So what's different yivom than nisha amir de kikash? Now, so the yelus hashacha answer that says pshat teisvus teretz, that just to understand the mahalach. Rashi had understood that this is an Issa. That this is an Issa. Lo yoyma lo hareg subosach menachas ala shulchan. He should not say that. There's an Issa. You're not allowed to do it. Why not allowed to do it? Because she'll end up with hareg sub, whatever it is. So then we have a shakla v'tai. Why did you tell me by Yevom? Why did you tell me by Isha? Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish Hosom Hudaloi Kosovlo. That by a Yovom he did not write her, an own Ksube. Kloima, Iloi Tona Loreshe, Havamine de Taime Kidabine Lameme Lakamon, the Loi Yiyahed Lo Liyavome, Kide Limker Sharne Hosom, the Eina Yochel Mochem, given the Lykos of Lo de Kanoi, Avo be Ishtoi Shayech Loima Shalay Yuchel Limke, Loi Shayech Loima Shalay Yuchel Limke Mahai Taime, the Kos of Lo de Kanoi. So the Yos HaShachel learns Pshat as follows. That the Ri learned that the Mishnah is not telling us Isurim. The Makshin Zicha didn't learn like that. The Mishnah is telling us Halochis. What? Now let's learn the Mishnah. La yoyma odom leishtoi harei ksubosayech munachas ala shulchan elokol nechosov achoyim leksuboso. This is by Yivom also. That means the Mishnah is telling us he cannot give her a ksubis metaltalim, and by doing this, he'll be mafkia the right of not being able to sell the Nichsei Hameis. That means, we had before, Paraisa, we'll have again, we'll see in the Mishnah, this is Muchach. A Yavam cannot sell the Nichsei Hameis. He's not permitted to sell, and we learned yesterday, Rav Yosef says he's unable to sell. But he cannot sell the Nichsei Hameis. A husband can sell his nechosim. Now, what is the difference? The difference is because a husband, if he sells his nechosim, we're not leaving his wife dry. That means by new nechosim. So selling does not take away from her the efsharus to be goyve the ksube. So he sold these kakois, or buy other kakois, some emele, so he's allowed to sell. He's allowed to sell. She doesn't like to be goyve from lakuchas, fine. But who says you have to be goyver from lekuches? No one likes to be goyver from lekuches. But by him selling his karkois, that does not mean you'll have to be goyver from lekuches. Since if he purchases new karkois, you can be goyver from him. That is by your husband. By a yovam, there's no him. There's the yovam. The yovam was not mishabed himself to give her exubit. So there's only one dry source of gvias ksubit, nichsei hameis. So nichsei hameis, he's not permitted to sell, according to Rabbi Yosef Loch, he's not able to sell the nechosim, because after selling them, she won't have where to go. She has no one to be goyver from besides lekuchas, which is not an ideal situation. So the Ri says that is what the Mishnah is telling us. Now let's see again. The Mishnah is telling us, not Isurim, the Mishnah is telling us, Eloi tone el reishe, hava mine, the time ke debina meimel lekamon, the yeyached lo leyevome ke delim ke shal nechose. That means the Mishnah is not telling us Isurim. The Mishnah is telling us what he's capable to do. He is not able to, through Yichud Ksube, he's not able to become able to sell the Nichsei Hameis. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The lo yiyachid lo liyevome kedei limke shanechosim, the ein yochel amochem. That means yichud will not help him that he should be able to sell the other nechosim. He can't sell them. Why can't he sell them? Kiven the lo yikosav lo dekanoi. Because if he sells them, so he leaves her dry. She loses the mekoyah from where to be gave her ksubah. Aval beishtoi leishayich loima shelo yucha limker mehaitaime. But for an isha, you can't say that he's unable, he can't be miyached. The harksube, because he'll be unable to sell. That means you shouldn't think through yichud you'll be able to sell. The cost of law, the kana, he could sell. I feel with Adichad, he could sell. So, Memele, so this is half of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara is saying, here, lo yaymola reksu bosaych munachas ala shulchon, and I should be able to sell a lekol nechosav achroim l'ksubosa. Even though he was miyachid, he's unable to sell. V'chein lo yoyma odom lishtere ksubosayach munachas ala shulchan, a lekol nechosav achroim l'ksubosa. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara is as follows. Mai vechein. So the kasha is, it's not the same. It's not the same. Here he's able to, by an isha he's able to sell. By yevam he's not able to sell. Mai vechein. So mao the time mahosim with the like cost of lot of canoe the canina, abaloch the cost of canoe canina, so he's taka able to sell. Amosom chadaita kamash malon. That he's not permitted to sell. That means that I would think there's no issue whatsoever. I would think that the Mishnah is only telling us that a Yavram, through being Miyachid, the Ksube, he's unable to sell. An Isha, through being Miyachid, the Ksube, he could sell, because he could sell full without the Yichud. But there's no Issa whatsoever, Kamash Malon, that no, there's an Issa, not only he's unable through the yichud to be able to sell by yom, but there's an iser to be miyachad als eva. Because leisam chodaita. Because leisam chodaita. And what's the leisam chodaita? Because she's afraid she might lose it and she won't have any place where to go. That's l'chayrib shat. He says, so the difference between Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi, we always understood that there's an Isser. According to Tosfos, the Havamina would be, there's no Isser whatsoever, and the Mishnah is only telling us what he's not capable to do by a Yovan. So I would think by Nisha he is capable to do it. Kamashmon is an Isser of Leisam Chadaito. Girsha ein la elok subosa. We had further in the Mishnah that after he gives her a get, so even though Kol's man, they were married, the Yevoma was married to him, he was unable or not permitted to sell the Nechosim. The minute he gives her a get, ein la elok subosa, now the rest of the Nechosim are not achroi anymore for her ksube. Girsha in, le girsha loy, kamashmalon kiderab abe. What does Rashi say? Girsha in, hu damrinan ein la elok subosa, vim bo limker min hashar yimker. If he gives her a get, then he can sell everything else. Loi girsho, loi yimka klum. Then he's not allowed to sell anything. So the Gemara says, kamash melon kid rabab del el. We learned that rabab re sumchas ashailem. What should a yi do if he wants to sell the nechosim? So he told him, im yisraelu megar shebeget machziro. Is the only way he can sell the nechosim is by giving her a get. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That's the only way of becoming capable of selling the nechosim. Gir she'ein lo gir she'loi. Ve'im taima mireisha shaminilo. Diktoni, it says in the reisha, kol nechosov achoyim. And the reisha says all the nechosim achoyim. So Rashi says, Hosom Eitze Toivahu. There it's not Muchach that it's a halacha that he can sell the Nechosim. There we're telling him an Eitze Toivah, and the way Rashi learned, don't be Miyachet or Metaltlim. No, all the Nechosim should be Achoy. Because if you'll be miyachet ha-metaltalim, so she's not say mechdas. So there's an eitzet toivu. The gabi ishta namitnan hochi, they shouldn't be miyachet metaltalim. And there you can't say he can't sell the nechos. Aber mahach mishne yisere shaminen, davke girsho, he can only sell the nechos if he gave her a gift. The iloila maiktoni lo. To tell us that after the get, she only has the ksuba fashteitzach. I mean, why should she have more? Elavadu diyuki delay tanya lemeidek alagir shaloi. It's coming to tell us that dafke after a get, that's the only way he's capable of selling the nechosim. Without a get, there's no other way that he's capable of selling the nechosim. Let us see Tosfos, Kamashmon Kirababe, Sheni Yochel Limker, Benichsei Ochiv Klau. He can't sell Nichsei Ochiv, Kolzman is married. Vim Taima, so Tosfos asks for Mireisha Shaminelo. Tosfos is a different bov in the Reisha. This Nan Hiniach Ochiv Mois. If the brother left money, Yilkach behas, what does he do with the money? Yilkach bem karke, v'hu yoichel peiris. Now, if the halacha would be that one is able to dispose of the nichse hameis, what's a yukar bem karka? I'll take the money, I yarshin the money, and I'll spend the money. V'kiven d'tzorech liknois. So if it says in the Mishnah that this money you're not permitted to spend, you're mechuyev to purchase a karka, that it should be mishubet for haksuve, imkeni efshaloi limke, so he can't sell the karkois of the mace. Here it says over here, v'yashin metaltum, he has to purchase another karka. So you see, you can't dispose of the karkois of the mace. From the Reisha, I would think that what he's mechuyev to guarantee her with what to be goyve the ksuba, that's keneged ksubosa. That means the husband left over 200 zuz, so these 200 zuz don't spend it now. You go and buy a karka. But if the husband left over a lot of nechosim, I would think that he's mechuyev to sell shalei keneged ksubim. So skamash malon girsha only after geirishin ain lo elo ksuboso. But before geirishin, lemaisa hastis is all the nechosim achroim and avoim. Zog de Gemara weiter. Hechzira, we heard in the Mishnah, what if he remarried her? Harei hi kechol hanoshim ve'ein lo elo ksuboso. If he remarried her, so she's like all women, ve'ein lo elo ksuboso, which means that the first ksuba, if it was not paid up, so we could use the first ksuba for the second issues. But this is speaking about a yevome. Fragt the Gemara, Echziro, he was machzor the yevome. We're speaking about a yevome. Maika Mashmalo, we know this thing already, by an isha, a megarish eshe isha, umachziro, Almanas ksuba rishayna machzira. That means if the first ksuba is still around, it wasn't paid up yet, so he's remarrying her, almanas ksuba rishayna machzira. That'll pay her up with the ksuba rishayna. So the Moses says, mal de teime ishtayhu di iyu kosub la ksuba minei. Avo yevimtoi de la iyu kosub la. I would think, when do we say that he can get away with the previous ksube? If the first issues he had written are ksube, so mamela we say the second issues we can use the previous ksube he had written her. Avo yivim te deloi iyu kosavlo. But by Yevim Toi, so the first issues, he never wrote a ksuba. So I would think, Heicha de Girsha v'hadrei meksuboso mineis. I would think, listen, the first time it was Ishish Pnlemin HaShemayim. So on that issues, you're not mechuyev to write a ksuba. So there was the ksuba of the Nichsei HaMeis. Now that you're remarrying, but this is not Ishish Pnlemin HaShemayim. Now you have to write a ksuba. You can't use the previous ksuba, even though the previous ksuba was in Nigbe, because the previous ksuba was not from you. Now you're marrying her, you have to be mechuyev yourself a ksuba. Is kamash melon that no, that if the previous ksuba is not around, if the previous ksuba was not nigve, he can be soimach, he can rely on the previous ksuba. Let us see Rashi. Mai kamashmlon bi yevom etnin lo bi ishtoy, o mai ulme di yevim toy di itzach le misnaye. Why do you have to tell me a yevom? What's the difference in yevom and anisha? So I would think by a yevom, the less loksu b'minei, elo al nichsei by lo harishoin. So memeles, I would think now he has to write her exubis. Kamash malon, he doesn't have to write her exubis. Zok toisvis, avo yevim toy deloy ihu kosav lo. Teime, frek toisvis, velisne yahida hoche, velisne yahida lekamon di ishtoy, shamini mikal bochayme di yevim toy, frek toch toisvis, ay bazoi. So what are you telling me? That it's a bigger chiddush to tell me Yevimta he could rely on the ksuba rishayne because he never wrote her a ksuba, and now she's remarrying him. It's not an ishik nolay min hashemayim. So I would think that now he has to write a ksuba since he never wrote a ksuba by the first issue. Says kamash malon afal pikin, it doesn't have to write a ksuba. If the first ksuba is still kayim, frektach taisa, so let it say by yevome, and it's a kol shkei nisha. That means even though a yevome that he never wrote her as yet a ksuba, he could use by the second ishus the first ksuba. Savada gives by isha. V'yeshloime de shema have amine svore ipche. Maybe I would say afakerte svore. I would say Davke by Yevome and not by Isha. So the Taisus Arosh wants to say, what's the Fakertus for? So the Taisus Arosh says, Gabi Yevimtoi, he says, this halacha, that the Yevom, when he remarries her, he does not have to write her a ksubis. I would think this is Davke by Yevome. Just like by the first issues, he wasn't Mishabit, so now he also doesn't want to be Mishabit, and he doesn't have to because we have the ksuba of the first issues. Avol ishtei shekvar hoyu nechosov mishubodim leksuba rishayne, eima nesev lo achite. It seemed to be a svore to say that since he was Meshabed once, so he should be Meshabed her again. That's why it says both cases. Zokt the Gemara Vaita. Oma Rav Yehuda Barishoina Oyukoisvim Lipsula Mosayim Ulalmone Mone. Vohoyu maskinim vlohoyu noisim noshim at shebo shimen ben shetach v'tikein kol nechosov achroim l'ksuboso. Let us see Rashi. Hoyu koisvin vlohoyu mishabdim nichseyem lachayis haksube. Now, I'd like to mention this amachlikis Rashi and Toisvis. Shita explains the machlokes. Shita's Rashi is that in the beginning, before Takone Shimon ben Shetach, they were not Mishabed in the Chosim Lachayis HaKsube. They just wrote, if I give you a get, or if he's going to die, he'll give her Mosayim. That's all. But there's no Shibud Nechosim. There's no Shibud Nechosim. Why weren't they Mishabed Nechosim? So Dachsime de Shita says, because you have to understand as follows. The minute he's Mishabed in the Chosim, his real estate value goes down. Because who wants to buy a karka from him if they know he has a wife and they'll give her a get and then they'll take away the karka from him? So everyone is jittery. So you don't buy his karkois. So in the beginning, so people wrote a ksubi, so it was understood that when they get, I'll give you Mosayim, I'll give you Amone, but that's it. There's no shibud on the karkois. You'll get, that I owe you, but there's no shibud karkois on this, on the ischaivus of ksuba. So what happened? So it was very hard to find the shidduch. Why? Shulahoyu reitzes li nosi lehem. So no one wanted to marry them. Why? The women did not want to marry the men. Omru, because they said, if he's not mishabed in the chosim, l'chsheyomos oyegarish, loinim tzaligveis klum, shayershim yatzniyu moi shal yirush. That means, if the kakois are mishabed, no, so the kakois you can't hide. But just pshat is, I'm going to give you masayim, so he's going to give, there's no shibud whatsoever, since the kumen lamais, so we'll say ainly and finished, and we're stuck. So memela, the women did not want to get married. Someone asked me, so what's better if you're single? So you also don't have a ksuba. Kaponim, it seems there's some milas when you're single also. Like this, they were assured of a ksuba for give or get or die. Like this, they were very insecure, so they didn't get married. So Shimon ben Shetach made a takone, kol nechosov achroim leksubos. That the kakois are meshubid, you sell them, your mom from Lekuches, and finish. So now she has, that's a stone taken off her heart, she knows she's guaranteed a ksubit. Tanya na mihochi. But this baraisa elaborates there were a few stages. Berishayne hayu kaisvin leksuba, kaisa lepsula masayim lamonemone. Vahoyu maskinim vloihoyu noisim noshim. They didn't get married. Hiskinu, so why didn't they get married? Because the women felt insecure. He'll give her a get, Ezekiel will make sure she shouldn't get a ksube, and if he dies, the Yoshim will make sure she won't get a ksube. So Mamela, she's not getting married. Hiskinu, so they made a nutakonet. Sheminichin oiso beveis ovio. So they made a takone? No. Don't worry. So they'll miyachin metaltalim for the ksube and we'll put the metaltalim in your father's house. So mamela, so what do we gain? That means the father's house is out of the reach of the husband. It's out of the reach of the yoshim. So mamela, so now she feels secure already. The husband gives her a get. The husband dies. So we can be assured that she'll get a ksuba. Yeah. Vadayim kshukoyis aleo. So that problem we solved. That means the heart palpitations that she was worried about, now she knows it's put away in the father's safe, nothing but to worry about. But there's something else, though. Kshuhu koyis ala oimol olachi eitz l'ksubosayich. That means this ksube has, like this, the union of a ksube is like the kalabain of lehitziya. Why isn't the kalabain of lehitziya? Because he has to pay a ksube. But if he gave her money, and the money is away already, so yogi get, nishki get, about the money hata shaynisht, so memele, so all he has from her is agmas nefesh, so memele, if he gets angry, he'll give her a get. I mean, the way he's, the money isn't a factor over here, because he can't use the money side to side. So there's a new problem. His kinu, so they made a new takon. Now, the money will be miyachid money take, don't worry, and it will be beveis bailo, will be in the house. That means, and Nashiris oiseis oisa kalse shal kesef vishel zov, Aniyas ha-yoysin oysay ovid. We'll see. Yagash ha-nechoshish ha-shamayim ha-glam. We'll see in a minute. Now what happened? He was miyachet ha-ksube. The ksube is not going to be by your father. The ksube will be by me in the house. We're going to make a keli, a kalso. So we'll accomplish as follows. We'll accomplish that this keli is in the house. It'll be very difficult for the yoshim. I mean, you have control over this keli. It's a silver keli. Your name is engraved on it. So memela, no one will be matzniyit. No one will be... Leidach gisem, if it's in the house, I mean, we'll see Tosfos mentioned, so he could have some use from it also. Maybe needs a mashkin, he could ask her, she could lend it to him. So lemaise, we accomplish something. We accomplish something by he has more access to it than if it's beveis avia. And she also, even though it's made in such an oifen, it's a keli, that we don't have to be afraid that there'll be matzniyet. So she's secure. He has a use of it. He could borrow it for a mashkin, Tosfos says. But the Gemara says this still is not a tikkun akloli. V'adayin she'kayis ala imalot liksubo sayich utzi. That means, but if he'll get very angry at her, he doesn't have too much of a use. It would be money, so he could borrow the money from her. If it's a keli, he can only use it for a mashkin. He has some use from it, but if he gets real angry, it's not worthwhile to keep her as a wife for the shimush he has from this keli. So, it wasn't a tikkun akloli. Ad shebo Shimon ben Shetach betikin shekoysev lo kol nichsay achroim l'ksubosa. He made a takone, all the nechosim are meshubet for the ksube. And with this is a tikkun gomel. Number one, she is not afraid that the yoshim by me might be matzniya, the nechosim, the kakois are meshubet. He won't readily give her a get, because when he gives a get, it's going to cost her money. The Baal Kolzman, he doesn't give her a get. He's not, I mean, all he can use, all his rechush for his own tzrochim. So this was the takone of Shimon ben Shetach. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Ashirois sheksubosan merube kalsois. Kemin sal shemaneches al roishiv neisenes bo plocheho laachesh nismalei hapelach tovui. After it got, the pelach got full of threads that she had spun, so memela, so she used to put it in the silver kalsa. Ovid lemei meraglayim tlik su bosech utzi. So he doesn't have too much of a use out of it. Kol nichse achroin, and Rashi says, lo yiyachid lo ksuba b'metaltalim. That means in Takone Shimon ben Shatach, it was not only that the karkois are mishubit, but he should not be miyached or ksuba metaltalim, because if miyached or ksuba metaltalim, either she won't be say mechdas, or it'll be like we had before. So that is why he shouldn't be miyached. Miyached or ksuba metaltalim. Ebetchilo yekoisvim lepsula mosai. Perish. So Tosfos did not learn like Rashi that they just wrote that they're going to give her Mosayim. No, b'tchila hayu miyachtim lo ksube. In the beginning, they were miyachet her a ksube. That means in the beginning, they gave her 200 tzuz right away. V'loi hoya achai subal kolon nechosim im yoivdu elu amois. But he, at the beginning, not the way Rashi says they wrote, they'll give her. They gave her, they were miyachet amois right away. There's no achayis on these mois. V'hoyu maskinim v'loi hoyu noisim noshim shloi hoyu roitzis li nosoi. They didn't want to get married. Sh'hoyu yireyois Shemo yatzniyu hayorshim oisim hamois, sheyichtu lo leksubos. As the yorshim might be matzniyah these mois, and it was miyachet for her. Hiskinu sheminichen oiso bevei sabir, sheine yorshim echem latzniyah. So Taisvis understood. He says, the first Hakona was, he was miyachet ha-mois, and the mois was in the house. It wasn't, he didn't give it in her hand. It was miyachet mois in the house, and that's it. That's aksube. So memele, so this wasn't too batuach, because the yoshi might be matzniyah. Step number two was, so if that's not a good answer, so they said, we'll take the money and put it in your father's house. Sheina yorshim yochel matznia. Frek toisve, so why do you have to have, first of all, miyached mois, but they didn't give it to her. Then they put it in the father's house. Umashe lo itiknu mitchila liten liyoda oison mois. So why was a psamod na maise? In the beginning, they made a takona, you be miyached mois. Make a takona, they give other mois. So you have nothing to be afraid of the yoshim, and finished. There was two steps till we got it back to her. So Taisri says, Hainu mishum dein dech liten lo mois lishmer. Avol keirum legila hi lishma. That means to give her money, 200 tzuz, to watch the money. It's not keilim fakel. This is kalsay shel kesef shel zov. This is the value of reksube. And so memela, this is more practical money. Ein derch leisha lishma. Inami lo mamish ayenais in mois. Could be not the way I said before, that he was miyached the mois and it wasn't the house. No, he gave her the mois. Umiyu, if he gave her the mois, what's the problem? Ein kol kach ha mois b'shusa k'maya kalsoi sh'nei senes b'em chafeitzim, ve'ein kol sh'etzel b'hoye yoch sh'michayim latzniyim k'maya mois. So Taisva says, it could be fakelt, the first takona was they gave her money, but she can't go around with 200 zuz in a pocketbook. I mean, it's gonna weigh a ton. So memele, so if he gives her 200 zuz and it's in the house, it'll be in a drawer where it'll be. So memele, if we're choshed, the yershim will be matznia, so, they just know to go to the drawer and then they'll take out the money. So that is why. So that was the first takona, but they realized there wasn't such a good takona. Number one, Masha ain't kein a kalso, she doesn't have to keep it in the drawer. This is fakel. This is something she uses. So it's difficult for them to get to take this and be matzniya. Number one, vafilu hoyu yechaylum latzniyam kemoyamoyz. And Taisa says, afilu, we won't say that. First, Taisa was saying, the moyz, it's much easier to be matzniya because she doesn't carry it in a pocketbook, she puts it in the drawer, so there'll be matzniya. Now, afilu, you'll say that, there's no difference, that they'll do the same thing with the kalsa. That means, yeah. Aber einer rashoim, they're unable to. That means if he made a kalsa out of silver, so in the kalsa, that was her kalsa for her ksuba. That means everyone knew this was her kalsa, so the yoshim can't take it. They won't, I mean, this is half goods. They won't be able to go to pawn shop either. This is Haksub. Everyone knows she was going to say with this Kalsa. So Mamela, so in the beginning packet, they gave her money, but money is not, money could be easily taken away from her. Yeah, fine. So now, so what was step number two? He gave her money. The money is not going to be in the house. The money is going to be in your father's house. So therefore, when he's in Kass, he'll say goodbye. So it seems this was Nischadish when they went to the father's house. And why when he was Miyachid the Mois and it wasn't his house, you have also the same problem. He'll get in Kass, he'll tell her goodbye. He was Miyachid the Mois for the Ksube. So Taisa says, no, Shebetchile Loihoya Oimalo. If it would have been the way it was in the beginning, he gave her the money or he left it in the house. Even though it's miyuchad l'ksuboso, and he's not allowed to take it, it's miyuchad l'ksuboso, shepa'omim shayadochuk l'moi shayamefaiso umalvoloi. That means when he needed money, that means he thought twice before he would give his wife a get. That means, listen, she has 200 zuz. And sometimes they have difficulties in getting a halva. I'll be mafayasa and borrow the money. Vumishalam la, and I'll pay you. So this is, he has a bonus, he has an advantage of an advantage of having a wife, that he doesn't have to go to the gemach every month in Donishtik. He has a built-in gemach in his wife's ksube. That's when he gave her the money. So he gave her the money, he would never, hastily give her a get when he gets angry, because he knows anger, ahin, anger here, but listen, money talks. And he could always borrow the money. So, but there was other problems. So he, at anger, there's nothing but to worry about. But there's another problem. Since it's in the house, the Yoshin B. Matsniya, she's very uncomfortable. Yeah. So what was the second Eitzah? The second Eitzah was, we're going to put the money by the Shver, by her father's house. So now, the money is secure. The Yoshim will never get to the money. So now, Zicha, the first thing he gets angry at her, he gives her a get. The money doesn't talk at all, because he has no use of the money. He's going to go to the Shver for Alvo. It's better go to the Gemach. So he has nothing from the money. So if he gets angry, he'll give her a get. Hiskinu. So we wanted to make sure he won't get angry. She imenichen oisa beveis chomer, voisa oisa mehem kalsois. Now, what did we accomplish with this? When he needed money, for a mashkin. That means like this, that there's no money over here, there's no cash over here. Lemaise, she's secure that now these are kalim, so she's secure the yoshim. First of all, she has a shlita over the kalim. Second of all, this kalim, while you do it, that it's a kalim, so the yoshim can't be matzniyit, so she's taken care of. And when he'll get angry, he won't give her a get right away, because he also has a certain benefit from this kalim. He could use it for a mashkin when he needs alvo. That means he has to stand in line by the gemach. He has a revach that al kaponim, but he has for a mashkin, he has his wife's ksube. But it's only a revach muet. Is kshekoyis harbe, when he gets very angry, then he says, boyu nasa cheshben, and he makes a cheshben shaloylom, that it's how much is he getting already from the that she's married to him? He has a revach mu'ud, and the kas is harbe, and the revach is mu'ud. Oymalo, then he tells the rebbe sent leak subosayich b'tzei. So memele, so there was no practical eitzah. Achebo Shimon ben Shetach v'tiken shu kol nechosav achoy. That all the nechosim have to be mishubed for the ksubim. And he wasn't miyached anything. Because fakert, you're not allowed to be miyached, because miyached is, he's not Kabbalah Chayis, and then we're back in hot water. V'say meches akol nechosim, sha'ata yekosha lov lohitzi mois v'litin lo. That means, if he's not miyached anything, and she relies on the nechosim, so Mamela, if he wants to give her a get, he has to take out his money to give her. So Mamela, so he won't get her so readily. Ovid shall nechoshes garsinin, shenoisnen boy anovim umelichen lematzarto. The Gmospek has a neshech, bala Ovid shall anovim keinire la benotam, the nyat goyres Ovid shall meraglaim. Let us just start the next Mishnah. Hakoisev leishtoi din udvorim enli benechsayich. He writes to her that he's mesalik himself from her nechosim. Hareze oichel peiris bechayel. So this siluk does not mean he loses his chus achilas peiris. The imesa, number two, if she dies, yersha, yarshinsa. Imkein, loma, kosev, lodin, udvori, mainly benechsech, so, legabi, what was he misalik himself from? She mocha, vinosno, kaim. That means we had had in the previous perek, that if she yarshin nechosim, after she became a nesuim, so moedim beishami beisilu sheimocha v'nosna botel. So, but his writing din advorim einli benechsayich. That means we explained then that Chazal were malim his koyach that she's unable to sell. But if he wrote din advom eli b'nechsayich, so she's able to sell. If she didn't sell, he has a koyach to eat the peiris. If she dies, he yarshins her. But al kaponim, his siluk accomplishes that if she sold it, it's sold. And we want malam his koyach that she can't sell. Kosav lo. What if he wrote a little more than that? Din advom einli b'nechsayich ubepeiroseyem. So I don't have a kalkele peiris, and I don't have the peiris. Hareze einei oichel peiris b'chayel. So then, he's not permitted to eat peiris b'chayel. V'imeiso yersho. Rabbi Yehuda oima lo'oilom oichel peiri peiris. Peiri peiris. Peiris he can't eat. Only b'nechsayach u'bepeiroseim, but the peiroseim he could eat. At sheyichtav lo din advom only b'nechsayach u'bepeiroseim b'bepeiroseim adoylo. Kosav lo din udvorim only b'nechsayach u'bepeiroseim b'bepeiroseim b'chayecho uv'moisecho. And they oichel peiris b'chayel, v'meisa eina yosho. So now, uva meisech accomplishes that he won't yashin her either. Abishim gimli loima, v'meisa yoshenim neisha masna mashikosu b'toira, kula masna mashikosu b'toira, t'no yibotel. Now let us see Rashi. Hakoisev imkein lo mekosev lo, b'gmora meforish taime. Hochi gassin rabbi doima loila mawaichel peire peiris, b'gmora meforish eiloim, what's called peire peiris? Shemas namashe kosu betoire, dikosoval. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, Yerushas Habal Diyaraisa, that a husband yashes a wife min a teire. Where do we have a limud on this? Baba Basra Navkala Mahaiko. It says, L'sheiroi akorev eilom emishpachtoi v'yoresh oiso. Hai v'yoresh oiso yiseirohu ledroshe sheish yeres esheiroi usheiroi zu ishtoi. V'afal gav, so now Rashi says, L'sheiroi dekro lav ishtoi hu. Sheiroi does not mean ishtoi. Daksiv bei, let's see the beginning of the posik. Unesatem esnach losoi. That means ish kiyomus. Ubenayloi, babaltam sachlosi levitai. Mainloi bas, nesatam es nachlosi, so the posik feels ois. If he doesn't have these close kaivim, you should give his nachla, lesheire korv elom mimishpachte viorash oiso. Now, veleko la meime shetire sho isha es bailo. The posik does not mean that his wife will yarshin him. It says, when the Satan is a chlosser, Sheiroi, a korov, a love, mi mishpachtoi. So, memele, if it's mi mishpachtoi, so it can't be his wife. His wife, mishpachas av kruye mishpocha. A wife is not called a mishpocha. So, what's that li Sheiroi? Miu, but we have two extra words, v'yoresh oisa. So we darshan the posik as follows. Unesatem esnach losoi. We skip the word l'sheire. We take the lamed of sheire and put it l'koriv. Unesatem esnach losoi l'koriv eirav mimishpachtei. Period. You should give the nachle to who's ever koriv mimishpachtei. Sheiroi v'yorash oisom. His wife he yarshins. V'yorash ois ish yeres es ishtoi. So that's al kaponim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel figured out that ish is yeres ishtoi min ha-teirah. B'chol ha-masna avo peiris takant al-raboni umotzi lasnuye elayu.